and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Charles R. Swindoll said, "We must cease striving and trust God to provide what He thinks is best, and in whatever time He chooses to make it available." But this kind of trusting doesn't come naturally. It's a spiritual crisis of the will in which we must choose to exercise faith. Our guests today are here, and they are well-versed in exercising faith regularly. They are serving our Lord Jesus Christ along with the international leadership of the global movement of Campus Crusade for Christ International. They've been a vital part of the worldwide ministry for more than 27 years. They attest to what it means to trust God, and that God can truly be trusted. We pause, as we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to lead you to Jesus Christ. It's our heart to draw you closer and closer to Him. And we believe that by the power of the mighty Holy Spirit, that through our time together, the Lord will somehow, in His marvelous way, draw your heart to Him so that you would know Him in a very personal way, that He who died on the cross for your sins, who shed His precious blood on the cross, who was buried and who was raised again on the third day, the living Christ, calls you by name. Whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through or done, wherever you are in life, there is always hope in Christ. And today we want to remind you that Jesus is calling you, and that today could be that moment for you where you respond to Him. Would you do it? Would you do it? Joel DeSalia is originally from the Philippines. He graduated from Ateneo de Davao University, where he received his bachelor's degree in teaching, being a math teacher. He received his master's degree in cross-cultural ministry from Dallas Theological Seminary. Ellie Grace DeSalia grew up in Hawaii. She graduated from the University of Hawaii at Manoa with her bachelor's degree in communication and Spanish. She's currently pursuing her master's degree in Christian education from Dallas Theological Seminary. Teresa Lay is passionate about international affairs, photography, student outreach, and foreign languages, mainly Japanese. After completing her university education at Florida State University, well, she hopes to become a full-time missionary in Japan. J. Rillian Daniel, well, that's Charissa Lay's brother, the son of Joel and Ellie Grace. Well, J. Rillian's interests include history, criminal law, film production, track and field. He's a real sportsman. And, get this now, Okinawan Shorin Ryu Karate. Joel, Grace, Charissa Rillian, welcome to our show. Joel, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Davao City, Philippines, and graduated high school and college there. Then got married here in Hawaii in 1989.
Okay, what was it like coming to Hawaii from the Philippines?
There's a lot of changes, but since I live with, you know, in Waipahu, there are a lot of Filipinos. I feel at home right away.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. How did you meet Grace?
Actually, in Quezon City, Philippines. Quezon City is one of the largest cities in the Philippines. It's one of the cities in Metro Manila. Mm-hmm. And we met in the Great Commission Training Center of Campus Crusade for Christ.
I'm looking at Grace now. I want to hear her side of the story. So how did you connect with Joel? And how did you know, this guy is someone that I think I might have a future with him? Take us back. How did that all happen?
Well, Danny, I joined staff with Campus Crusade after mm-hmm. I graduated from University of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And my first assignment was the Philippines. So I went back home, and there Joel was on staff with Campus Crusade, and he was a teacher at the Great Commission Training Center. So that's where we first met. He was teaching how to raise support.
Okay, so you met there in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. You're already believers at that point.
Yes, we were.
I mean, Joel, how did you become a Christian?
I was in senior high school, and I had this friend who constantly invited me to go to church. I came from almost like a very pagan background, although my grandfather was a Roman Catholic person, but he didn't really go to church. My grandmother on my father's side, she claimed to be a Muslim, but she doesn't go to a mosque. So we grew up just like, you know, we are free to do whatever we want. So in high school, I don't go to church until this friend of mine, you know, persistently and consistently invite me to go to church. And it's a Baptist church, and there I heard the presentation of the gospel. And it was not that so clear the way I understand the gospel right now, but at least that first that Sunday, I was kind of challenged to really think about Jesus Christ, about the person of Jesus Christ. And as I've heard from the pulpit, that this man, you know, is God himself, I kind of intrigued about it. And my friend always asked me to read the gospel. So it's really through the gospel of Matthew and the gospel of Mark that I come to understand who Christ is. So December 13, 1977, I made a decision to ask Christ to come into my heart. And again, I was not really sure what kind of decision I made at time. Mm-hmm. I really don't understand what it all entails until I got involved with Campus Crusade for Christ. And this is already, I was in second year of college.
How about you, Grace? How did you come to Christ?
Well, Danny, I grew up in the church. When I was a baby, my grandfather would take me to church. So, but it wasn't until I was a senior in high school when I finally understood that I needed to accept Jesus as my personal Savior and Lord. Mm-hmm. At that time, I accepted that and got baptized. And it was here in Hawaii that happened.
So the Lord does things like bringing a couple together. And only God knows the plans that he had in store for you. And the literal, unique, distinct international impact that you have had as a family with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And here we're privileged to have two very, very great-looking kids here. But they're not just keiki, as we say in Hawaii. I mean, they're grown, adults, you know. And so God has blessed you with your children, and I'm looking here at Teresa and Rillian. And so, Teresa, tell me, you're studying at Florida State University, and tell me about your relationship with Christ. How did you, growing up in a family of believers, mom and dad, but how did you come to a personal faith in Christ?
Well, Danny, because of my parents' involvement in ministry and the church, I accepted Christ actually at a vacation Bible school, and my parents were not involved at all. So, of course, they encouraged me to go, but it was right there. It was just me and Jesus, you know. My parents definitely encouraged me to see who Jesus is, even now. Ask and... it's a personal relationship. I'm not a Christian because my parents are Christian, but rather because this person, Jesus Christ, had a special plan for my life, and he wanted to know me intimately. He knew me even before this world was formed, and that someone, a person like that, could be so intimate with who I am was just mind-blowing. And I wanted to give my life to him. Of course, I was young. I was about 8 years old when I gave my life to Christ, but I struggled with things like the reassurance of my faith, whether I accepted Jesus. I supposedly prayed to receive Christ again the next year because I was afraid that because of my sins that had transpired, I lost my salvation. But I told my mom about it, and she said, no, it's by grace that you are saved through faith, and that it's not of yourself, it's a gift of God, and not of works, so that we can't boast about it. So the beauty of the gospel is that nothing that we do can make God love us less or love us more, but rather what he has accomplished, what he has established and initiated. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is stuff that I've learned as I've grown older, and at the age of 20, I'm still learning more about God's grace and faithfulness. So I'm thankful for this relationship that he wanted to have with me, even though I may not have wanted it, but at first.
And with that now, it's grown to a point where your heart has continues to beat in wanting to see others, particularly college students.
Yes, sir.
Come to know Christ in the very same way that you've experienced. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, I have not forgotten J. Rillian Daniels. I want you to share about your walk with Christ. You know, these are foundational things. As you're listening today and you listen to the DeSalia family share how their relationship with Jesus is, how it all came to be, how the family got together. Joel and Ellie Grace met each other in the Philippines. The Lord was preparing to do a significant work that was going to be worldwide through Campus Crusade for Christ Ministries. It's called CRU today. In fact, to find out more, you can go to crew.org. But just like you, your life has a distinct purpose. And whatever you're facing right now, the Lord sends the DeSalia family here to bring encouragement and hope to you in the name of Christ. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends, Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 12th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry presents the 16th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Kapolei Golf Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register. Teams are filling fast. Register today. Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year. Friday, July 12th. Register at jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Good friends. You know, when you have friends that last over the course of time, you may not see them all the time. In a way, it's sort of like family. You know, when you might not see family all the time, but then you can reconnect. And when you have a spiritual bond that's rooted or grounded in Christ, that much the better. Well, that's the story of our relationship. I'm speaking about my relationship with our guest today. We've partnered in ministry. We've known each other for many years, and even though from a distance, I've seen, you know, through correspondence, I've seen the children growing, pictures, and as they've grown up. And now I'm privileged today to share in this time with you as you listen to our program, The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. They're in studio with me right now. And that's what you're doing. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. You're in for a real treat as Joel and Ellie Grace DeSalia are here with their children, Teresa Lay. And J. Rillian Daniel is in studio. Before our break, they were just sharing their testimonies of how they came to Christ. You know, sometimes when you're growing up in a Christian home, you would think that, okay, well, that's a natural thing. But here's the point. Every one of us, at some period in our lives, whether you grew up in a Christian home or not, need to come to grips with the reality of where do we stand in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And it's our heart that as you're listening, whatever you're facing today, that you would know that Christ loves you. He knows you, and that you can have a personal relationship with Christ as well. And if you're walking with the Lord, our dear brother, dear sister in Christ, we believe you're going to be encouraged, inspired by what is shared today. Find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. If you're tuning in right now, you can get the program in its entirety for free. Free podcast, thegoodlifehawaii.com, and other resources that we have available for you. Rillian, how did you become a follower of Christ?
Well, Mr. Danny, it started at a really young age. I was around 6 years old. From my parents, you often hear regarding a lot about doctrine and about Jesus Christ. And it was at my church that I actually decided to follow Jesus Christ and accept him into my heart. I didn't understand it all at that time. And furthermore, I knew that I couldn't do it on my own. And from that, I decided to accept Jesus into my heart.
And you've grown through the years. And what would you say? What would you say, Rillian, has been something about Jesus that has, your relationship with him that has drawn you closer to him?
Over the years, I found that even in the difficult times, that's when you actually feel him closest. And through his word, you have the promises that he shared through the word that are reassuring as to what he has for you. And from that is where I've drawn closer to him. And he's shown me through travels and through times, that's when he's closest. And I also have seen through traveling with my parents, with Campus Crusade, as to how blessed we are. And those instances is when I've learned the most and have experienced more through traveling and also through relationships and friends as well.
You talk about traveling with family, with Campus Crusade, missionary family. What is it that you do in missions that takes you all over the world?
I work with the regional area of Campus Crusade for Christ, and it's called AFRICAIM. It stands for Africa, the whole continent of Africa, Central Asia, and also the Middle East. And I help kind of coordinate the media productions of our ministry there. Materials, books. We also have conferences. And I train graphic designers and photographers on our ministry offices in these areas.
You know, your development, as the breadth of your expertise is profound. When I think about Josh McDowell Ministries, and I think about brochures, magazines that are produced, you look in the cover, you'll see Joel DeSalia's name. Every time I'm with you, you have a camera in your hand. You're always snapping. Well, you're doing that as we're walking into the studio, snapping pictures. How did you develop that or discover that you had a passion, not only that, but a gift, extraordinary gift in photography and media?
Just like in a movie, The Chariot of Fire, you know, when Eric Liddell was kind of asked by her sister, "Why do you like to run?" And he said to his sister, Jenny, he said, "Whenever I run, I feel God's pleasure."
Yes.
And that's how I felt also behind a camera. Uh-huh. I feel God's pleasure. But that's just one of the activities I do when I travel. My greatest joy, really, in when I'm out there in the field, is teaching people on how they can experience themselves the authority of God's Word, and how they can dig into the Word of God. And last January, I had the privilege of bringing my son with me to Nigeria, and we had a conference in Lagos, and we have about 1,100 students came. And I had a class of over 115 students. And Rillian was my assistant. And I went through with them an overview on creative inductive Bible study method, which I've learned from Frap Hendricks in Dallas Seminary.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, going through observation, doing little interpretation and application based on their short study of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. When you travel and you minister to people. I've read testimonies. I've seen you share about leading people to Christ. That's something that's very characteristic. It trails you. And it precedes you. That's sort of your MO, your modus operandi of how Joel DeSala moves. You're always leading people to the Lord. In fact, we're talking about that quote about someone saying, if you're going to win the world to Christ, you have to sit in the smoking section. And you had something very appropriate that recently happened about that smoking section. Talk to us about what happened recently.
Well, it's a friend of mine that I knew when we were classmates in Davao City High School way back in 1978. And I didn't even know that she will be in Davao City when I visited my father like 3 weeks ago. And through Facebook, she communicated to me that, oh, I'll be in Davao too at the time. So we see to it that we will meet again on that city. And she invited me to have a dinner in their place. And that evening, I had a chance to just ask about her life with, you know, her present status right now. And her husband just passed away. And so she was kind of troubled, and she doesn't really know where she's going, if she will encounter death. So that leads me to talk about the Lord. One of the greatest verses that I've memorized from the scriptures is based on 1 John 5:11-13. And this is like the turning point for my Christian walk. It says that the witness is this, that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in Jesus Christ. He who has Jesus Christ has the life. And he who does not have Jesus Christ does not have life. These things I've written to you so that you may know that you have eternal life. And I shared this to Teresa. Teresa is the friend that I was talking about the Lord. And she asked more questions about these verses. If she will really know, she will experience eternal life after she die. And I explained to her that it's not after you die. Even now you can know that Christ is in your life even though you're still alive. And I think it was kind of an eye-opening for her to understand that even today you can know really Jesus Christ, and thus you can have eternal life.
And while you're sharing this with her, Give me a little bit of the context of what it was like.
She was smoking.
Yes.
And I told her that I have allergy to smoke. And she told me that she felt guilty about it. But of course, I'm on her residence, so I have no complaint about it. Well, actually end up talking until like 2 o'clock in the morning.
So you sat in the smoking section then?
Yes, night, I was in the front line. Yeah.
Well, hey, that's what didn't we say? You're going to reach someone for the Lord. If you sit in the smoking section, you're going to smell like smoke. And you're going to inhale it.
Sure.
Somehow I think that's where Jesus would have been. Right there in the middle, bringing his redemptive life presence in that situation. Joel, Grace, you guys have been in ministry for, you know, almost 3 decades now. And it's a faith ministry. And you have partners that stand with you, that pray for you, pray with you through life. I mean, these are very deep relationships. I want to find out what you've learned about trusting in God when you have certain challenges that come up, when there are certain needs that come up. And I'm not just talking from an economic standpoint, but just in more in general. When we come back from our break, let's go in that direction. Because which one of us has not faced unexpected challenges? Is there one of us? How about you, dear listener, friend of ours, friend of mine, friend of Christ? Have you ever been blindsided by shocking news? Have you ever felt your heart dwindle because of disappointment? Have you ever felt like literally throwing in the towel due to discouragement? Well, those are challenges that we all face. Joel and Ellie Grace will share when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
And we talk about real life here, right? I mean, that's a Good Life Hawaii radio show. I hope that's one of the reasons I've heard. I think that's one of the reasons why you're listening today. As you're listening, you want to find out, hey, is this stuff for real? This relationship with Jesus Christ, does he truly walk with me through my so-called valleys of the shadow of death? Sometimes you might be alive, but you feel like you're dying on the inside because of emotional pain, maybe relational trials that you face. It could be economic challenges. I mean, it can go on and on. But Christ Jesus walks with us through it. He holds us and lifts us and encourages us. And here's the marvel. In the most trying times, with Christ in our life, In some incredibly amazing way, his redemptive power is able to turn that pain and that despicable moment into something of incredible value that can be used to bring hope to a friend, hope to a family member, hope to a stranger who will become a friend. And even so, hope to you. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My guest today, Joel and Ellie Grace DeSalia, and their dear children here, Charissa and Jay Rillian in studio. Welcome back to our show. To find out more about The Good Life Hawaii, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety. If you're tuning in right now, welcome, my friend. And as you listen, you might want to share a part of it. You don't have to share the whole thing. Just share a part. Send it. And let this program, the testimony of our guest be a blessing to you and to your friends as well. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. Grace, before our break, we're talking about challenges. And how do you trust God in the midst of life's challenges? You're a family in ministry. You're very, very deeply rooted in the Lord and now in the organization, Campus Crusade for Christ, CRU. How has the Lord helped you through challenges?
I'm just so thankful to have been able to go back to school, to Dallas Theological Seminary, and to study His Word. One of the distinctives of DTS is that we study the whole Bible. And from that, I've learned to trust the Lord and have seen Him in a deeper way, and also the ideal of what is to come when He comes back for us, and when we're with Him, it's more real to me because of what He's revealed in His Word. But at the same time, knowing that also makes it harder for me to live here on earth, seeing that it's a fallen world, and I'm more sensitive to what should be and what shouldn't be. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And so one of our struggles as a family, we do have struggles as a family, and I think it all comes things that have happened in our past, in our family, in our upbringing. Well, there are differences that we bring into our marriage, and Joel will tell you that he had a very hard time growing up, being in a family that is. He'll tell you that his father has never told him, "I love you," and that bond with the father is never there. It's not there, and he brought that in into our marriage. And there were times that that I had a hard time as his wife, because I'm seeing things that came from the influence of his family, he couldn't see what was his faults, and communication wise we were having a hard time, and it's very difficult. He has high standards on things such as cleaning and things like that, and he just thinks that it's normal, yet I'm seeing that it shouldn't be that way. So we had struggles in our marriages. Mm-hmm. Too.
In a way, Grace, as you share that, I feel a bit of comfort. And I say that because, well, maybe Jamie feels a bit of comfort, because in some ways, Joel, I'm like you, man. I mean, certain standards, and some of those standards that I have, I've been told by my wife and my kids, it doesn't matter, you know.
Amen.
Matter. And I'm, but it matters to me, you know, because I have these certain kinds of expectations. But anyway, I feel like we're sort of striking a good chord, and hopefully there's a good resonance to it. But isn't it amazing though how God brings people with such different backgrounds? And not only backgrounds in terms of the way we were raised, but just the way that we're made up mm-hmm. on the inside. And that's so with you as you listen today. There are certain unique qualities that you have that were placed there sovereignly mm-hmm. by God. And then God might bring in other people into your life, and you think, this feels like it's not a match. Or at the beginning, I thought it was a great match, but the more we get to know each other, we realize we're like sandpaper for each other. And it's very rough. But as much as sandpaper is rough, it smooths out the edges and it allows us to fit better. And it's not easy. Oh gosh, we know it's not easy. But God in His grace, through a course of time, allows the fitting to take place. How has the Lord helped you, Rillian and Teresa, as you guys have grown up? You see dad and mom loving the Lord, serving the Lord, being used by God. But I would imagine you've faced your own set of challenges growing up, going through the teenage years. How's that? Come on. Share a little bit with us about your experiences.
Oh, for sure. As a teenage girl, I'm now 20, but throughout my years, I've consistently struggled with that, you know, inherent desire to have a relationship with someone, you know, like a male, yes. A guy. Mm-hmm. But by God's grace, you know, He's brought, you know, wonderful friends into my life. My struggle, though, was wanting to be in a relationship with non-Christian men who saw me for my external and, you know, my external characteristics, but did not value the person and the person of Jesus Christ, and would want to be in a relationship with me, but not want to be in a relationship with Jesus. Throughout that time, I was really struggling to keep my, you know, my mind pure. I must admit I have failed many times, but by God's grace, you know, He has faithfully forgiven me. I was blessed with someone right now who is we're not in a relationship, but we're willing to wait for God's timing and His faithfulness and His plans when He will establish them. Mm-hmm. I've also learned through these struggles that, you know, our thoughts, our plans that we come up with they do not even compare to what God has in plan. And His plans are much more beautiful, much more will benefit His kingdom, and much more significant for what He has to accomplish. And I was surprised that He had this in mind. I didn't know that something like this could happen, but He knew it. So
that must warm your heart, Joel and Grace. You know, she says she's 20, right? So I wish when I was 20, I had that kind of perspective. And for many years, Teresa, I've prayed to God about certain things. And then I try to answer my own prayers. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they don't... You know, when you talked about you're seeing that God has so much more than what you would have thought. Kind of like that passage where my God is able to do exceeding abundantly above and beyond all that you could ever ask or think. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've cut myself short because I wasn't able to wait. I get frustrated and I take things into my own hands and not wait on God and not seek God and see what He's doing. But you have something very special in your growth and in your maturity that many wish they would have learned earlier. And it's a gift. And I know that in your life you're going to pass it on. Rillian, I want to give you, you know, a chance to share as well. We're going to take a break right now, but when we come back, I'd like for you to share a little bit about what goes on in the, you know, just in your own life. I mean, you're involved in so many things, man. I mean, track and field. I said no one's going to mess with him because he's a, you know, karate, Shorin Ryu. Karate man, but very dapper too, and he's a thespian as well. In a way, we have the blessing of having somewhat of a, almost like a Renaissance man here in studio with us, J. Rillian Daniel DeSalia. When we come back, we're going to talk more heart to heart about life, life struggles, and hope in Christ. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 12th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry presents the 16th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Kapolei Golf Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jcky.org to register. Teams are filling fast. Register today. Learn about special sponsorships at jcky.org. See why golfers return year after year. Friday, July 12th. Register at jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And it's such a blessing to have you with us. I hope that as we spend this time together, you feel the warmth of the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. And again, my friend, whatever challenge you might be facing, it's our heart prayer that you will be comforted, strengthened, and through this, draw closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Before our break, Charissa was sharing about some struggles, relational things that she's gone through, but how she's come to learn. Hey, I mean, just imagine being in the college age, you know, want a relationship she's a female wanting a relationship with a man, and yet having to wait because the Lord is going to bring somebody into her life. Hey, to find out more about this show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com for more resources. And to find out more about Joel and Ellie Grace DeSalia, crew.org, that's CRU.org. And you can click Joel and Ellie, and it's a J-O-E. The L is not in there. Joel and Ellie, but that's how you can find out more. Joel and Ellie. Chris, I want to come back to you. And Teresa, tell us about... you talked about the struggle, but do you... Have there been moments where you've experienced temptations because you feel a challenge of the values that you have, and yet this desire that I think you mentioned every woman would want to have? How have you processed that?
Well, originally I'd be like, God, why are you putting these temptations in my life? You know they're going to make it hard for me to serve you. But in those moments, he, you know, whispers, I'm not the one tempting you. I know I won't give you more than you can handle. And, you know, whatever you go through in life, I will be faithful to bring you out of it. And in those moments, I find that God places young women in my life, friends of mine who are going through the same exact situations of temptation, wanting to give themselves away to men that they're not even very familiar with, just because they want to have this sense of feeling of significance in their lives. And I'll be able to share with them the gospel, the person of Jesus who is, you know, very, he wants to know them intimately and wants to be in a relationship with them. And he is the ultimate lover of our souls. And in those moments, I'm able to share with them. And one of my friends, her name is Delilah, and she came to know Christ because she just broke up with her boyfriend and was like, I need Jesus in my life right now. So I realized that God puts us through struggles so that his name may be glorified and that others may come to know him. So I'm thankful for that.
When you minister in, you know, Florida State University, what is one of the challenges that you see many college students your age are facing today that makes you want to lead them to the Lord?
Just to name a few, you know, purposelessness in life, insignificance, just also a lot of anger towards family, towards Christians too. There's a sense of, you know, everything goes, everything's okay, whatever you believe is what you believe, and just... also, just the fact that they don't believe that someone created them. They believe that we're just a product of random chance. Things like that, that I have to, you know, explain to them and just share with them what I believe as well. So it's a good place for discussion and building friendships.
Certainly bringing people hope. Rillian, your turn, my friend. What lessons, you know, has the Lord taught you in these early years of life, in teenage years, and how you're processing some of your own challenges?
Well, over the years, I've found that there's many temptations when, for me, in the high school, I look back. When I play sports and just warming up, there's always when the guys are around, there's always the stories thrown around, and my parents have, and through the church, I've learned so much as to keeping my heart pure for the Lord, and that there's honestly moments when my flesh wants to go to those parties of and to cave into the desire for drugs and pleasure and sexual pleasure, and you see it often in the on the high school, and it seems like everyone's doing it kind of deal, and there's nothing that can kind of stop you from caving into that. And I'm so blessed as to my friends and the relationships that I've had with strong Christians who I know that they've talked to me and they've shared their struggles as well, and I'm not alone on that note, and that they're always praying for me, and I'm praying for them as well. And those are one of the struggles that I've seen through the years in high school and just moving on to college, of wanting acceptance by your peers, and that's one of the things as to sexual pleasures and drugs as well, because both of those are very apparent, and only by the grace of God have I had such amazing people in my life to steer me otherwise, and thankfully I haven't caved in that instance.
It's possible. I see Mom giving a thumbs up there, you know, because sometimes all you can do is pray. You can't go to school with them, you can't go to class with them, you can't be in the locker room with them. All you can do is pray. And Joel, we've got really, and thank you for sharing that. Thank you, Joel. We've got 1 minute left. Just a parting shot to someone right now who may be facing their own challenge, and just a word of encouragement as we wrap up our show today.
It's a truth from the gospel that God's forgiveness always precedes man's repentance. As I travel around the world, and I've been to 88 countries now, I sense a lot of feelings from even the Christian world that says, I'm not loved, I'm not forgiven. And I think it's also imminent sometimes from the preaching of some of the pulpit, from the pastors, to say that they can only be forgiven if they do something to God. And I have to tell you that the truth of the scripture is the fact that Jesus Christ's death on the cross is the basis why God can forgive our sins. It's not because of what we do or what we will do for him.
Wonderful.
That God's forgiveness Wonderful. Has been given already, and because of Wow. that, they are loved and they are accepted. And in fact, according to the Gospel of Mark, they have that access to come to God anytime, any moment. And that's also from the epistle of the book of Hebrews. Yeah. So that's my encouragement to you today who are struggling. You know, you can always come to God anytime, anywhere, because you are loved and you're forgiven.
The essence of hope in Christ right there. I hope you've been encouraged today by this story of Joel and Ellie Grace DeSalia and their children, Charissa and Rillian. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. And if you want to help us with your financial support, click thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partnership, and you can find out more about the Good Life Partnership Club. Matthew 17:20 says, Jesus says, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guests, the DeSalias. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, and videographer, Zach Fu, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.